I'm loving this podcast. You guys are giving me some unbelievable overflow of love with this. So I just have to keep on going. So thank you guys so much. You guys motivate me more than I'm motivating you. Believe that. So today's topic, I just want to talk about consistency. Consistency, you see it in sports, basketball, football. I look at The Rock. This man is so consistent. Every movie he puts out is a box office hit. And it's crazy. It doesn't matter what role he's playing. He's so consistent in one role after another, after another, after another. I mean, he's working on movies right now, and he just had a movie come out and it hit the unbelievable high top charter. It's unbelievable. He's so consistent in his daily agenda. He's so consistent in his daily habits that it's paying off for him. So I just want to tell you just a couple stories and go into a little bit more detail on how you can be more consistent, how I've been more consistent in my life, and how other people who you read about, the Jeff Bezos, the Bill Gates, you know, the LeBron James, what they've done to be consistent. So I've been self-employed for about 5 years. I started part-time. I launched my first business when I was 21 years old. And man, I've had some struggles. I've had some ups, some downs. I mean, taking all my money out of my savings. And dude, I've been to the very, very low before. But the fact is that being consistent is so important. When I first went full-time for one of my businesses, 100% self-employed, dude, I blew through about $5,000 to $6,000 in my savings, because I went from the leap of clocking in every day. I told myself I'm never gonna do this again. Clocking in every day, relying on a paycheck, to boom, full time. It was consistent behaviors that could only sustain what I've built now. And it's consistently waking up every day, no matter what your feelings. I'll never forget. I remember my dad, clean your room. I don't feel like it. What does that have to do with it? And I'm like, I just don't feel like it. Well, your feelings don't matter. You know what I'm saying? And so many people are caught in their feelings, and being caught in your feelings is the reason success hasn't been caught up in your life. So listen, just being consistent. And think about this. Think about this story. Think about rain. I'll never forget. I went over on the side of my house one time, and I'm looking, there's a hole in the ground where the cement used to be. And what happened was the rain dripped off, drip, 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 every single day for the past couple years, dripped in this one particular spot on the cement. And that caused it actually to cause the cement to crack. And eventually, after that cement cracked, it literally made a hole in the cement right where that raindrop was dripping, drip, 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 drip. Now let me ask you, it wasn't the weight of the water that was dripping on that concrete that caused that hole. It was the cause of it being consistent over time that caused that hole to happen. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. The rain is just rain. It's water, for goodness sakes. But the fact of it being so consistent in one particular area of the cement caused a hole. Try to jump on the cement. Hey, your body weight is a lot more than that water, isn't it? But it's the consistency of that water in one particular focus. And that's how we need to be in our jobs, in our careers, in our life, in our purpose. Be consistently all in. That's why I tell you, sell out. Sell out to that goal, to that dream. Think of this story. Think about chopping down a tree. Okay, you're going to need to take a bunch of wax in one area to chop down a tree. In people's lives, you see them in their careers, in their businesses, they're chopping at one tree in one particular area, and they get tired and they see a smaller, oh, let me chop in this area. It looks more fragile here. It looks like I can get to my goal faster by doing it here. So they change, and what they do is they switch from one particular area, and they go to another area, and they start chopping there, chopping there, chopping there, and they get tired. They sit back and say, well, this isn't working. I must have to go to a different spot. So then they choose a different spot on the tree, and you see where I'm going with this. They start chopping in another area, when in fact, if you just stay consistent in one area of your life, in one particular spot on that tree, you're going to eventually chop that tree down. Well, we need to stay focused and staying consistent in one area of your life. That's why you see people jumping from job to job, relationship to relationship, career to career, business to business, and yet they're still not finding success because it's not the vehicle they're using. It's not the business that they're in. It's not the job that they're in. It's their attitude. It's how they see that opportunity. It's how they see that position. So I just want to encourage you to stay in that same particular location. Stay in that same spot on the tree. Now listen, you can do anything, but you cannot do everything. Now listen, think about being consistent when it comes to showering. You don't shower on Monday and be like, hey, I'm good for the week. You got to consistently shower every day, right? Twice a day, whatever, however many times you shower. But you can't just shower once a week and expect to smell good the rest of the week. Think about flossing your teeth. You got to floss every day. I know I'm not trying to give you a hygiene lesson here, but listen, flossing every day will keep you from getting cavities. So listen, if you go to the dentist every 6 months, if you go there and you tell the dentist, I love this. This is deeper than just a dentist quote, all right? If you consistently go every 6 months and you tell that guy and that girl, hey, I've been flossing after every meal, and your gums are bleeding after they floss you, they know you're lying. So it's, you know, that's a little bit of an extreme, but listen, how about in your life when people ask you, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. No, you're not. Why are you lying to them? You're like the patient in the dentist chair. I don't want to get too farther off that. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings too much. But look at Rich DeVos. I love the quote that he said. You know, now he's got a $9 billion company. He passed away last year. He said, they asked him in one of his books, Rich, how did you get to be so wealthy? He said, I just went to work every day. He worked on his passion. He worked in his business. He worked on his purpose every single day. Every day, show up. And success isn't so much revolved around your talent as much as it is your consistency. Love is consistent. All right, love is tough, but love is consistent. Leaders who are predictable are the best kinds of leaders. Consistent leaders. How you know? You ever dated somebody and you didn't know who was going to wake up out the bed? Yeah, that too. But you didn't know who was going to wake up out the bed to greet you the next day? Leaders who are consistent are the best kinds of leaders. And that's what you want to focus on, is being consistent. All right, so how do I be consistent, Austin? Think about this. Warren Buffett, he made smart decisions, smart investments over time. He never made that. Once he started making money, he started making big transactions, but he started doing a little bit of investing. Over time is when he created his wealth. It wasn't created in 5 years. It wasn't created in 10 years. And somebody asked him, how do you get rich quick? Warren Buffett, how do you get rich quick? He says, you don't, you get rich slow, but nobody wants to do it that way. Consistency. How do you be consistent? Number one, you focus on one victory at a time. If you're working hard, working really hard on something, you jump to another thing, you haven't successfully completed that victory. Focus on one victory at a time. Set to-do lists. You know, wake up in the morning, make your bed. Victory number one. Do the dishes. Victory number two. Do the lawn. Victory number three. Focus on one victory at a time. One victory at a time. Focus on what you want to happen every morning. This is number two. Focus on what you want to happen every morning. Don't worry about what's going to happen to you. Focus on what you want to happen every day. Focus on that, being consistent with that every day. You'll formulate your own reality from your dreams. If you focus on your dream, my goal is to make $100,000 this year, focus on that every single day. Focus on what you want and create that in your life. Number three, look at your goals every day and all day. There's not a day that goes by I don't look at my goals. I always look at how much money I want to give. Every single day I'm looking at my goals. I want to take my girlfriend to Bora Bora, my soon-to-be wife. I want to sit courtside at an LA game. Okay, I want to sit 50-yard line at the Buccaneer Stadium, right there. I want to sit in the owner's box with the owner. Don't ask me how it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm looking at my goals every day. I want to swim with sharks in South Africa. I want to swim with dolphins. I want to pet a cheetah. I want to play with baby lions. These are some goals that I have every single day that I'm looking at. Number four, I want to hang around people who are consistent. If you're hanging around people and they cancel on you, and they say they'll call you back, and they don't, and they're not consistent, how are you going to be able to be consistent with those people if they're not consistent with you? Find people who have integrity, who are consistent. Man, I could talk on this whole subject right now a whole nother hour, but I just want to give you a few points. Okay, that was four. I have 15. Number one, focus on one victory at a time. Number two, focus on what you want to happen in your day. When you're focusing on that, you're stretching towards that. You're now, it's your GPS. Your life is being GPSed towards those goals versus goals just coming towards you that you don't want in your life. Number three, look at your goals every morning and every day and all day and all week. Hang around people who are consistent. That's number four. That's probably the most important one I can ask you right there, because when you hang around people who are consistent, that rubs off on you. You start seeing their habits and their daily goals. That's what you want to do. Focus on hanging out with people every single day. Those are four. I hope you all have a blessed day. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. And listen, be a sellout. Sell out to your goals. Sell out to your dreams. Put God number one in your life, and then everything else will fall into place. I love you.